Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What's up? It's your boy, the Ted Smith. Thanks for listening to the Men's Room Daily Podcast. Want more? Check out the greatest podcast in all the land, The Podcast. Be sure to subscribe and listen to a brand new episode every Tuesday night.
The Men's Room returns with Miles and Thrill, 99.9 KISW.
Hey, Jeff, coming up. Ted's meeting with Ted gets a little saucy, baby, with the best sauces you can get from your favorite fast food establishments. In the meantime, the game is Big Dummy, 206-421-ROCK. Who is our next contestant ready to play the big game?
Hello, Jeff. Welcome to the Men's Room.
Hola, gentlemen.
Hola. Jeff, sober, not sober.
I am sober. I just pulled in the C-Tac, Miles. I'm heading to Palm Springs to play some golf.
Oh, you bastard. Lucky.
Yeah.
All right. Well, Jeff, hopefully you'll not be sober here in a few hours up in the friendly skies.
I got to get inside first, yeah.
Yeah, man. All right, our men's room poll. Would you rather be stuck on a suspension bridge, have a tiger in your yard, on a plane with no roof, or stuck on a boat for 2 years?
I think I'm going suspension bridge. I'm a landscaper, so I'm kind of up in trees all the time and on people's roofs and stuff. And so heights are, not a big deal. So I go for that.
All right, you are the first suspension bridge taker of the day.
I'm actually wearing a Palm Springs golf shirt today there, Jeff.
He actually is.
You ever played PGA West?
Oh, yeah, all the time.
Yeah, Dune, Stadium, Mountain, and the Norman. That's what we're doing.
Oh, man. Well, you know somebody then, because those are two private courses in there.
Yeah, baby.
It helps to know. Mm-hmm. All right, here's your question. Who replaced Mel Gibson as Mad Max?
Oh, man. Jason Statham. I have no idea.
Come on.
Boy, I know he talks with in all his movies.
That would be Tom Hardy.
Tom Hardy.
Wouldn't just say Bane.
He kind of looked the same.
I told you, he's really good in Peaky Blinders, too.
Who, Tom Hardy?
Yeah.
I don't think I've ever seen him do anything bad. Now, that said, I have not seen Venom.
Ooh.
But those come right now. Miles, you said...
I liked it. I know, man. I don't know everything about the character, if it's representative of the actual comic book.
I don't
know.
Deviated. It just looks stupid.
Turned it on and went, this is pretty cool.
Were you high?
Of course.
Okay.
I'm home watching television. Yes.
All right, your question. In the Marvel Comics universe, who has an assistant named Pepper Potts?
Man, I don't do any comics at all. Green Lantern.
That'd be Iron Man / Tony Stark.
Yeah. Yeah, I did not do comics as a kid, man. I was outside.
Iron Man has really turned the corner. When I was a kid, he was an average superhero. The people went, okay, it's not that I don't like you. You're just not my favorite.
Nobody cared about
him. Right, exactly.
Nobody cared.
And now he's one of the tops.
That's
you know?
Because they hired Robert Downey Jr. to play him. That went a long way to
apparently.
Make him cool. All right, your question. What crop did Christopher Columbus not discover in Cuba in 1492, but discovered for himself in Cuba in 1492?
What crop did he discover for himself in Cuba in 1492?
Mm-hmm. He got to Cuba. They were cultivating the crop. He said, oh, I've never experienced this. Took it back to Europe, and it was all the rage.
I would assume it's cannabis.
Tobacco.
They didn't have tobacco?
Not in Europe. No.
What?
It was grown in North America predominantly, and when Columbus got here and he saw the culturally what they're doing here, tobacco was a major crop. They taught him to smoke it. He smoked it and said, I like this. I like it a lot. Anyway, when he went back to Spain, he brought tobacco with him. And
I had a buddy who was like one of those guys who had put cigarettes in his like steel case that he had.
Yeah.
And he smoked cigarettes from England.
Mm-hmm.
They sucked.
Oh, they're terrible.
They're awful.
I mean, yeah, they're gross.
They're terrible.
I had a cigarette when I was taking the cruise. There was I don't know what it is about Europe, man. Older cigarettes are like the width of a toothpick, right? But there was a couple from the Czech Republic or something.
All right.
So they wanted to try one of my Marlboro Reds. I'm like, hey, man, let me try one of your whatever the hell they're called. I thought this dude was going to pass out.
Like, what, just based on the amount of nicotine?
I didn't. Like, typically, when you go to Europe, everything there is usually stronger. Like, the booze is stronger. The beer has a higher... So I figured the cigarettes would be the same way. That cigarette was a candy-ass cigarette. Then he took a drag of mine, and dude's looking at me like, how do you do this? It's like, oh, yeah, well.
You're telling me, like, before they colonized North America that nobody was smoking tobacco?
Well, Native Americans were.
Yeah, but not in Europe. People nowhere like, else in know. The world, I don't think. I think tobacco really? Is... But it's like a lot of things, right? When you think of Italian food, right, everyone thinks a pasta dish. And they didn't have noodles until Marco Polo went to China.
Yeah, he came back from Asia, yeah.
So think about that. They're eating seafood and all that kind of thing. He brought noodles, but you think Italy, you think noodles, but really it's not. That's Chinese tobacco, absolutely, yeah, from the U.S.
Man, you think those old dudes are smoking pipes and stuff all the time.
Hmm? All right, here's a question. What does an advent calendar count down to?
Christmas.
There you go.
I like the joy with which you said it. Like
Christmas! Damn it. Big Dummy is the game, 206-421-ROCK.
If you were a kid and you were Catholic, when you think advent calendar, you can taste that candy.
Oh, yeah. My kids love those things.
Gotta get the chocolate out of there.
First one I ever saw was one that actually had the chocolates with a liqueur in it. Ooh. And my mom would let me have it.
So oh, yeah, like, with your candy. Yeah. Here you go.
Yeah, it's cool. Like
a... That's good. Your parents deep down just wanted to calm you down, and you'd pop one of those things, and in 20 minutes, you're like, I'm going to lay down now. Very strategic. Hello, Roman. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
Roman, sober, not sober.
Sober.
Welcome to the show, sir.
Thank you.
All right, where would you rather be there, Roman? Stuck on a suspension bridge, have a tiger in your yard, on a plane with no roof, or stuck on a boat for 2 years?
I will take a tiger in my yard.
Tiger in yard? Makes sense for a Roman.
Yeah.
Yeah, that does. By the way, Miles, people checking in with Venom. I'll just read the last two that came in. Thrill, Venom sucked bees, and not in a good way. So I'm going to thrill. Venom is effing stupid. Miles is lying to you. I knew that about him.
Mm-hmm. Well, look, I'm like Miles. I don't know a ton about comic books.
Sure.
So when we watch some of these movies, you're just like, oh, it's a cool movie.
That was not that. It has nothing to do with the comic book.
The special effects
right?
were pretty cool.
It was just when I saw the commercials, I was like, this movie itself just looks bad. Like, I know it's going to be stupid. All superhero movies are stupid because it's about superheroes.
Right.
Like, Godzilla versus King Kong is stupid, but I enjoyed the movie. Venom just looked bad. I don't know. Now, all that said, I'll probably get stoned and watch it next week. That's almost a guarantee.
Well, I watched one. I was like, Mike. Good news, man. I watched the comic book thing. He's like, what'd you watch? And it was like the Terrible Four.
Fantastic Four.
No, they're like the crappy one. Suicide Squad.
Yeah. Oh.
And he was like, oh, that's a bad movie. You shouldn't have watched that one. It's like, yeah.
I thought it was all right. I really did. Wasn't great. All right, here's your question. What actor played Mr. Miyagi in the original Karate Kid?
Yeah. Ooh. I'm going to have to pass. I don't know that any original movies. I'm a little young.
You pissed off Gandalf. We don't accept passes here. There is no pass. Just take a guess.
All right. Will Smith.
There you go. Thank you. That's all.
What was that guy's name?
Come on, guys.
He was on Happy Days.
I know he was. Come on, guys.
Mike?
That is Pat Effin Morita.
That's right.
That's right.
Yeah.
Pat Morita.
And you got his middle name right, Effin.
That was my next guess.
Yes, Pat Effin Morita. All right, your question. Bill Murray played the character Peter Berkman in what movie?
Groundhog Day.
Ghostbusters.
Yep, Ghostbusters.
I was going to say, what about Bob? And maybe he was Bob in that movie.
Yeah.
Right there in the title. I can't remember. Him or Richard Dreyfuss.
All right, your question, multiple choice. Chubby Checker, Fats Domino, or Little Richard? Who first recorded the song, Ain't That a Shame?
The first one.
Says the first
one.
Fats Domino.
Yes.
Great to be called Fats. Thanks, Mom. Game is Big Dummy, 206-421-ROCK. Who is our next contestant ready to play the big game?
Well, he had his brother, Ugly.
Ugly Domino.
Ugly Domino. Hello, Chris. Welcome to the men's room.
Big Dummy!
Hello, Chris.
Hey, happy Thursday, guys.
Hola.
Chris, you sober?
Yeah.
All right, welcome to the show. Men's room full. Where would you rather be? Stuck on a suspension bridge, at home with a tiger in your yard, on a plane with no roof, or stuck in a boat for 2 years?
I'm going with the tiger, because I think my own kids can give it a run for its money.
Your own kids. Throw them out there first.
Yeah.
All right.
I would, too.
Well, sure, yeah.
Okay.
Give them a slingshot.
Give him a slingshot. Hey, go get the mail for me.
Can you get a slingshot anymore?
What's that?
Can you get a slingshot? Can you walk in like Big Bass Pro Shops or get a slingshot?
You could probably get it there, but it used to be. It'd be like next to the toys.
Oh, no.
If you went anywhere, like, oh, yeah, we got guns and slingshots.
Throwing stars here.
By the way, more Venom people coming in. They say, all right, now this one I like. It says, Venom was not good, but it was goddamn entertaining.
Yeah.
I thought it was entertaining to watch.
Someone else says the worst part about Venom actually is the song that Eminem made for it.
I don't even remember that.
And now they're complaining, God damn it, they're pronounced Peter Venkman. Peter Venkman. I'm sorry that I said Bill Murray's character's name wrong. You know what the problem is? I couldn't read my own handwriting, so I just kind of lobbed a guess out there. That's truth.
You know what he meant.
Yeah, you knew who I was talking
Close
about.
Enough.
You back off, man. All right, your question. What is the Jewish New Year called?
Oh, geez.
New Year.
Oh. You know what? I don't know.
Rosh Hashanah.
But I can't pass. I know that.
You cannot pass. Miles just said it. Rosh Hashanah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, did he? Okay.
Sorry, I thought when spun it, you moved on.
All right, your question. What continent includes Iran?
Asia.
Very good. Very
well
good.
Done, sir.
Game is Big Dummy, 206-421-ROCK. We have time for a contestant there before we hit the break.
Yeah, why the hell
yeah,
not?
Get in there.
Hello, Aaron. Dummy. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
Aaron, are you sober or not sober?
I am driving home. I'm sober.
All right.
I'm still getting grief about
aren't
Peter
Venkman. Aren't you glad the traffic's back, Aaron? All right.
It's my favorite part.
Jesus. It's getting ridiculous. All right. Would you rather be stuck on a suspension bridge, have a tiger in your yard, be on a plane with no roof, or stuck in a boat for 2 years?
We got to go with the tiger in the yard. I think that would be the easiest one to get around.
If you stay in your house... Sure. I mean, is that the strategy?
Okay,
at any point, you plan on stepping outside of your house?
Yeah.
Because to me, at that point, the tiger becomes the most difficult to do.
You don't have a garage. Your car is parked out front. It's on the street. You got to go. You got to get some cigarettes.
Well, no, your yard's too small, Miles. We put the tiger in your front yard, but you need to get to your car that you've parallel parked directly in front.
Mm-hmm.
You think you can get from your front? Because it's not very far. Do you think you could get from your front door just out the gate?
Based on
the size of your yard, if that tiger's in it, I'm saying there's no chance.
He just pounces on me.
Right. As soon as you open that door, you're gone. All
right. He doesn't have far to go, but also it's...
Neither does the tiger.
Right. The tiger, he's just going to be pacing.
I need
right
Ted's
there.
Metal Hans device for tigers, whatever that is.
Yeah, man. That's a way, good way to describe
tiger
it.
Tiger Hans device.
Yeah. All right, your question, multiple choice. Accounting, architecture, or graphic design. Which field is awarded the Pritzker Prize?
Graphic design.
Architecture. Oh, people are funny. You can read that. If I say it out loud, I get in trouble.
Oh, my God.
All right, your question. Is Central America considered part of North or South America?
South America.
North America.
North.
We own it all. Canada. Whole deal. All the way to Panama.
What is wrong with people? Says, if I had a tiger in my yard, I'd call Uber Eats and stuff just to watch S unfold.
See, that's what I was thinking. It's like, what Uber driver is going to bring you your food if there's a doggone tiger on
the
yard?
But you don't tell him there's a tiger in the yard. It's like he shows up, but when he rings your doorbell, it's like, oh, Jesus Christ. Well, there's a goddamn tiger.
You use the Uber driver as a distraction to get to your mailbox or your car.
So the only reason you're going to order Uber Eats so you can get the mail while he gets mauled.
You can also have a bag of like 25 McDonald's cheeseburgers, right? And just throw and just toss them. You know what I mean? And just see how maybe it's a four cheeseburger deal to get from the front door to the car. You don't know.
Yeah, how many burgers would you feel safe?
I'm going to throw out like three or four, see how long it takes to eat the first one. And then I'm going to make a judgment call how far I can throw that burglar in the yard away from the car. And then when he goes for that one, I'm making my break for it.
So you're throwing burgers. That's your strategy.
Cheeseburgers.
So do you tell the Uber Eats guy, like, look, I have a big order of cheeseburgers. I only want 25 of them, but you're going to need 10 when you get here.
Just to throw them.
To ring my doorbell. Because you got to throw them to this tiger. The tiger can kill you.
I mean, as long as we're throwing burgers, couldn't you just launch him over the tiger to me one by one?
So he's going to throw from his car window.
What if you...
Just chuck us over here, dude.
Okay, so what if you... what knocks you out? Xanax?
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
So what one... All right, so whatever knocks you out on Xanax. Like,
you're stuffing these burgers with like eight Xanax each.
I'm tripling the dose. Might throw a laxative in there just to make it funny. And then I'm going to chuck that thing out there, and then I'm going to wait for the tiger to fall asleep.
That's
fine. Tiger's 200-300 pounds, so you triple the dosage. You know what I mean?
Triple. You better put in more than three Xannies.
I'm throwing the goddamn bottle in a burger, man. Like, he needs to like be asleep, not like he's dopey. Like, you need to be out.
What if you put a bunch of mushrooms on a pizza? Slice of pizza.
I get him the trip.
Oh, hell yeah.
They're great.
Yeah.
Can you imagine?
He's going to think your head's a ball.
I know. Oh, God.
You remember 911 operator? Yeah, I got a tiger in my yard. He's really flying.
He's sleeping. I loaded up some burgers with Xanax. Sir, did you say you put Xanax in hamburgers? Yes, ma'am. Yes.
I just put a speaker outside and turned fish on, and he's rolling in the grass. I don't know what's happening.
Yeah, he's on a bottle of Xannies and about an eighth of shrooms. But you, he should be fine.
He's laying on a blanket. He just popped open an igloo cooler. I'm not sure what's happening.
He's telling me about some very expensive IPA that
apparently,
he loves.
Apparently, saw him before at Indian Lake in Ohio. He went on a three-date road trip.
He's clawing for glow sticks.
Oh, wait a minute. Now he's rolling his own cigarettes.
It's always American spirit, isn't it?
You know what? I don't need this. I'm just going to invite him in. He's cool.
Why don't people use Bugle anymore? I don't understand.
All right. Here's your question. What inert gas gets trapped in the blood when a diver gets the bends?
Oh, that would be nitrogen.
That would be correct.
Very good. More Big Dummy coming up. If you like to play the big game, 206-421-ROCK.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
99.9 KISW.
Yay!
You're in the men's room.
Hey, Chef, coming up, 10 sweet and potatoes. Gets a little saucy, baby. The best sauces at your favorite fast food restaurants. On the way right after the game known as Big Dummy, 206-421-ROCK.
Hello, Brady. Welcome to the men's room.
Yo, yo. Hola, gentlemen.
Hola. Brady on Team Sober or Team Not Sober?
I'm on Team Sober.
Welcome to the show, Brady. Our men's room poll. Would you rather be stuck on a suspension bridge? Stuck in your house with a tiger in your yard, on a plane with no roof, or stuck on a boat for 2 years?
Let's go with the tiger.
Everyone's riding the tiger.
Ride the tiger.
See his stripes, but you know he's clean.
Would you agree that maybe that is the worst goddamn advice that Ronnie James Dio ever told anyone?
Brady, do you know why he's clean? Have you ever not seen a cat clean themselves constantly?
They're very bad.
I know. It doesn't make sense, yeah. But that kind of makes me like it even more.
I mean, it's kind of what they do.
I think he was just looking for rhymes.
Yeah.
All right, here is your question. Which of the four main actors on Seinfeld, Ted, was offered a role in the movie Pulp Fiction but turned it down because of their commitments to Seinfeld?
Oh. You know, I'm just going to throw a guess out there. Michael Richards?
Yeah, he wanted to do all the lines that had an N-bomb in it.
Jason Alexander?
Julia Louis-Dreyfus. She was offered the role of Mia, who Uma Thurman played.
Oh, no kidding.
Yeah, and she had right of first refusal. She was deep in Seinfeld, which obviously was doing well. She couldn't do it, so I went to Uma Thurman instead.
Either way, she's done very well.
Who's that?
Oh, well, right. Oh. Seinfeld's that big of a show. Like, Pulp Fiction's like a cult classic, but she made the right call.
Right, because you don't know at the time it's going to be a cult classic.
People bring up Kelsey Grammer because of his run from Cheers to Frasier.
Sure.
And the amount of time he's been on TV. I want to say that she, as far as an actor goes, that she has been like in the top 10 television shows for the longest streak. Because after she got done with Seinfeld, then she had another show.
New Adventures. Was she New Adventures of Old Christine?
And that was a popular show.
Actually, that was very funny. And that had Wanda Sykes in
it. And then Veep and all these other. I mean, like, you think of the string of stuff that she's done. I mean,
she's done quite well.
She's never really failed.
No.
It's amazing.
She is from Towson, Maryland, I think.
And married to Brad Hall, who was one of my favorite SNL guys who never really got the credit for being funny out there.
Huh. I love SNL. I'm like, who the hell is Brad Hall?
You would know him if you saw him.
All right, here's your question. What hockey team jersey does Cameron wear in the movie Ferris Bueller's Day Off?
Ooh.
Mm. Ooh.
That's an ooh-worthy question.
Think about where they were when they were flying around that car.
That's not what he was wearing.
But it wasn't?
No.
Huh.
He was not representing the city he was in.
Oh, I thought he was.
That's a hint.
You would think that. In fact, based on the city that it was in, this might be like one of the last jerseys you'd actually want to wear.
Oh.
I think I know what it is. I'm going to go with the Detroit Red Wings.
That would be the guy.
Nice.
All right. Well done, Brady.
They're
well
in
done,
Chicago.
Sir.
Very good.
All right, Joe, we're going to come to you. I'm saying this. Joe is mowing the lawn and needs a little bit of a heads up that we're going to come to him, you see. Mm-hmm. So I'm letting Joe know. Are you going to go talk to him, Mike? Just going to let Joe know. Mike's a very nice man.
Yeah.
He's actually going to go in there and see if the guy's there.
He's cutting grass.
Yeah, we'll just wait. Mm-hmm. You know, he's cutting grass. That's a big thing. You know what I'm going to guess?
I like cutting grass. Now.
There's no tiger in his yard. All right, we're ready to go. Hello, Joe. Welcome to the men's room.
How's it going, guys?
Hola. Joe, are you sober or not sober?
I am not sober. I'm mowing the lawn. As
I was going
to
say, man.
It's illegal to mow your lawn without a beer.
I was going to criticize you, man, if you were telling me you were sober cutting the grass. All right, our men's room poll. Would you rather be stuck on a suspension bridge, have a tiger in your front yard, on a plane with no roof, or stuck on a boat for 2 years?
Oh, tiger all the way.
Golly, people are loving it.
Would you still be mowing your lawn if the tiger were out there?
I've got guns, we've got bows, we've got guard dogs, heck yeah.
Hey, Joe, how long does it take you to cut your grass?
About 2 hours.
Damn, man.
How much
is a riding mower, too?
Guns and all that, like, yeah. The dogs. It's like, you got a big property.
Did you say you have a riding lawnmower?
Yeah, it still takes me about 2 hours.
Damn. Would you be more scared if it was Tiger Woods and he's behind the wheel?
If my house was closer to the road, then yes, I would.
He's got a woman chased behind him with a golf club in her hand.
That's a good point, Ted. Would you rather have a tiger in your yard?
Guns, bows, if I see him coming, I'm pretty well prepared.
Or would you rather have Tiger Woods as your Uber driver?
I've never used Uber, actually. Okay. Not once.
Is it available in your area?
Yes. I'd rather drive myself.
Okay. And drink while mowing the lawn. All right. Here's your question. What actor provided the voice of Garfield in the two theatrically released movies?
I'm pretty sure this is one and done. That's Bill Murray, right?
Okay.
Yes, indeed.
I did not know that. I watched Garfield the cartoon on Saturday mornings. That was about it.
Yeah, Garfield and Friends. That was a massive show for me, but I never saw the movie ones.
Were the movie ones not cartoons? They're kind of more of a digital,
that weird 3D CGI thing. Exactly. Yeah, it's all the rage now, right? Yeah, that's what they did. Tom and Jerry, all that crap.
Game is Big Dummy, 206-421 Ross.
Oh, Jerry gives him the business.
Why? Why are you rooting for the mouse?
I just never liked Tom.
Really?
Yeah.
I always prefer Tom over Jerry, man.
Jerry used his brain.
He did. He did use his brain. You know why? Because an apex predator was hunting him. Hello, Jason. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola. Hola. Jason, are you sober or not sober?
Not sober.
All right, Jason, welcome to the show. Okay. What would you rather be there? Stuck on a suspension bridge, stuck in your house with a tiger in your yard, on a plane with no roof, or stuck on a boat for 2 years?
I'm going to go tiger.
Everybody's going tiger.
Tigers never knew they were so popular. All right, here's your question.
Tony's a little bitch.
Who is Joe Dirt searching for in the 2001 cinematic masterpiece of the same name?
Oh, great movie. He's searching for his parents.
One and done.
Mm-hmm. Great movie. Yeah.
I know Joe Dirt knowledge.
It's a great movie.
You know what, man? It's actually
pretty fun.
It was on the other day, and I caught it in the middle, and I just left it on. I was like, yeah, it's
of
got,
course you did.
It's got plenty of moments. You forget. Game is Big Dummy, 206-421 Rock.
Hello, Zach. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
Zach, sounds like you're driving, so you're sober. All right, our men's room poll. What's that?
Parked in the driveway waiting for you guys to answer the phone, so not sober.
Oh, well, all right, then. Now you know that's technically still a DUI, but we're going to give it to you. All right, Zach. Would you rather be stuck on a suspension bridge, have a tiger in your yard, stuck in the house, on a plane with no roof, or stuck on a boat for 2 years?
I want to be in a boat with the tiger, like Life of Pi.
Sweet. We can put you down for on a boat for 2 years.
My wife swore to me that it was a great book. I can't remember where we were on vacation. She's like, this is an amazing book. She read it in like 2 days. You got to read it. And I always ask the question, all right, look, man, what is it about? Because we have different ideas of what counts as entertainment as far as reading goes. And she said, look, man, all you need to know is that there's a kid in a boat with a goddamn tiger. I'm like, I am in. I hated that book. I was so pissed by the time I was done. I just finished it because I started it. You know what I mean? And I was like, babe, please do not suggest any more books to me ever. All right, your question. How many inches equal one span?
Mm-hmm. What, you couldn't give me the Joe Dirt question?
Sorry.
Come on, how many inches is what?
Equals one span.
24.
32?
9
inches are a span.
Yep. 12 inches are a foot, 9 inches are a span, and I think there's a measurement of hand is like 4 inches or something like that. I don't know why we don't use that, but hey, there you go.
I'll take a 4-inch.
I know what the 4-inch measurement could be called.
The penis. All right, your question. This is a real pick-me-up. What flavor Kool-Aid was used at Jonestown?
Ooh, let's go grape.
Grape it is.
See, they'd have gotten you. They'd have gotten you.
Game is Big Dummy, 206-421 Rock.
They would have got me with Fruit Punch.
Fruit Punch. The one I would have not gotten would be Sharkleberry. That's the blue stuff. Like, I'm not in Sharkleberry. I believe that's what it's called. Hello, Shane. Welcome to the men's room.
Hey, W.
Hola.
Hola.
Shane, are you sober or not sober?
15 sober.
Shane, welcome to the show. All right. Would you rather be stuck on a suspension bridge, Shane? In your house with a tiger in your yard? On a plane with no roof? Or stuck on a boat for 2 years?
I'll take the tiger.
Everyone's taking the tiger.
All right there. Here's your question. What is the only substance that Superman cannot see through?
I don't know, actually.
Well, go ahead. I'll give you a hint. Not glass.
Metal.
Lead?
Lead.
Oh, well, yeah.
Because it's like when you X-ray vision, right?
I was gonna say, it's like when you get, that's the only thing I know about lead.
On a quick side note, why do they put that lead vest over you when you get an X-ray?
To protect those areas.
Right. So if Superman is scanning with X-rays, he's also killing you at the same time. I'm just saying, everyone thinks he's a nice guy, but radioactive son of a bitch.
Not shocked.
Superman, X-ray vision, check me out. Now I'm sterile. All right, your question. The Continental Army fought during which war?
What? I'm sorry?
The Continental Army fought during which war?
Civil War.
Hold on.
It's the war where people's ears hang low, right? And you throw them over your shoulder like a Continental soldier. Do your ears hang low? Can travel to
the... Is that from that one? You, the Revolution.
Revolutionary.
Yeah.
Yep. Okay.
Did you have to sing the song to get
yes.
that? Really?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Wow.
I didn't know that's the original version of that song.
Well, it wasn't the bees.
It was just the right. Originally, it was about your testicles, and then the Continental Army adopted it. Oh, by the way, it wasn't Kool-Aid, it was Flavor-Aid. People are very upset about that.
It wasn't Kool-Aid.
So if you're going to poison a bunch of people that have followed you, make sure you use Flavor-Aid.
Wouldn't that be funny if the Kool-Aid man like crashed through the jungle like, oh yeah!
You did.
All right, your question. What major river runs through the city of Boston?
Hmm. I'm just going to guess the big one, Mississippi.
you're good at geography.
Is it the Cambridge River?
Nope.
Is that in England?
No problem. Well, Cambridge is on the other side of the river. Mm-hmm. What is the name of that damn river? It's not the Hudson.
It is not the Hudson. That's New York.
I can't think of it.
Uh-huh. The Charles River.
Charles!
Yeah. Known as the Chuck. All right, your question, where was Davy Crockett killed?
Nope, I don't know that one either.
Any guesses?
Wyoming.
Yes, Mike.
Do you remember?
I remember.
Do you remember, Miles?
Nope, you don't remember.
Ted, do you remember?
You don't remember where Davy Crockett was killed.
What state?
Just wait.
He was killed on the 21st night of September.
The Alamo.
The Alamo.
Oh, my goodness.
Uh-huh. All right, your question. What apex...
I'm thinking of the Appleseed dude.
Jesus Christ. Yes, Johnny Appleseed was gunned down at the Alamo.
By Paul Bunyan.
I was like, he's spreading those seeds. He probably made it out west. I was like, oh, Wyoming.
Actually, they call him Johnny Appleseed because he had so many children.
Mm-hmm.
All right, a question. What apex predator is the most widely used animal on countries' flags?
A bear.
I say a lion.
A lion. Yes, indeed.
Yeah.
What element do plants produce through photosynthesis? It's very important to us. It's very beneficial. It's kind of a give and take.
Yeah, I feel like it's oxygen.
Yeah.
Good job. Nice.
There you go. Man, oh, man.
Game is Big Dummy, 206-421-ROCK.
Oh, people are funny. Apparently, Superman's going to have a big civil suit coming his way. All right. Hello, Drevik. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
Drevik, sober, not sober?
I think I might be sober. I'm working on that, though.
I'm going to say no. Yeah. Not sober.
Just
working on it. All right, what would you rather be, man? Stuck on a suspension bridge, stuck in your house with a tiger in your yard, on a plane with no roof, or stuck on a boat for 2 years?
Everybody's going tiger. I'm going to go with the plane with no roof.
Sweet. I like your style.
Fly fast, take chances, you know?
No problem with that.
You tell me something wrong with that plane, I want to fly it. All right, here's the question. Multiple choice. Doctor, lawyer, or teacher, what was Gandhi's profession?
Is this going to be one and done again? He was a lawyer.
That one and done again.
Big dummy is the game. 206-421-ROCK. We've had like five or six of them today.
By the way, Ted, you're not alone. Says Ted, I thought it was Johnny Appleseed as well.
Oh, nice.
Thrilled to sing Apex Predator a lot today. I get paid $5 every time I say Apex Predator. Mm-hmm. Apex Predator just went to the bank. Hello, Pork. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
Pork, are you sober or not sober?
Not sober.
With a name like Pork, I'm not shocked. Yeah.
And not one reference to Randy Orton.
All right, the other white meat, forward your other bee. Stuck on a suspension bridge, or stuck in a house and tiger in your yard, on a plane with no roof, or stuck on a boat for 2 years?
Let's go with a suspension bridge. That sounds awesome.
Okay.
Yeah, it does sound awesome. All right, your question. Now, a prune is a dried plum. A raisin is a dried grape. What do you get when you dry a peach?
I don't know. Not an apricot.
You're right. It's not an apricot.
I don't know.
An angry Mario.
Nope.
Dry a peach.
A dried peach is...
You go get lotion.
It's called a dry peach.
Oh.
That's all it is. All right, your question. What color is oxygen in liquid or solid form?
Clear?
Blue?
Blue. Did you know that, or were you guessing?
Oh,
I was just
blood.
Guessing based on the fact that there's oxygen in water and oxygen in the air. It's typically both of blue.
But the nitrogen makes it blue.
Okay. I just guessed.
I know. No, it's still a good guess. Just saying.
I don't know.
Man's got a good theory. You just shot it down.
Thanks, man. Sorry, man. Thanks. I hate to be that guy.
You're completely wrong, but it's cute.
Yeah, nice way to get there.
You're right, but for the wrong reasons. All right, your question. What Fox TV show featured the five orphaned Salinger siblings?
Oh.
Party of Five?
Yeah.
There you go.
Yes,
there
you indeed. Go. Did you ever watch that show?
Yes.
Did you?
Yeah.
I remember it was a big freaking deal when it was on. I never saw an episode of it.
Head Chef coming up. Ted's Meat and Potatoes. We're going to get saucy, baby. And we got your emails on the way from the men's room at KISW.com.